listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The police arson squad has sifted through a Perth shop after a second firebomb attack in 24 hours. Another blaze started at the Belmont business in the early hours of this morning. Detective Senior Constable Scott Campbell says the damage isn't extensive.
The majority of the damage is just smoke to stock, walls and ceilings.
The Premier hopes the latest pay offer for public sector workers is the final one put on the table. It's officially been handed over to unions and includes a $60 weekly increase for staff earning less than $104,000 a year, plus a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Mark McGowan is encouraging workers to accept the deal.
This pay deal is very generous. It ensures those people who need it most get the best reward. It provides a sign-on bonus of $3,000. Not many people across Australia or in the private sector workforce are being offered this.
The Federal Treasurer believes we won't see a large price hike at the petrol bowser when the fuel excise ends. The reduction of 23 cents a litre will finish next Wednesday. All eyes will be on the southwest next year with the Margaret River Pro scheduled for April. Tourism Minister Roger Cook says the region is set to return to the world stage.
It's spectacular environment, incredible cuisine and wines, and really just emphasise to the world how important Margaret River and what a jewel in the crown of our tourism product it is.
In sport, Geelong is tight-lipped about the fitness of Max Holmes as the young cat presses his case to play in Saturday's AFL Grand Final. He's recovering from a hamstring issue and assistant coach Sean Griggs says they're ready for all scenarios.
We've got a number of players that would be happy to come in and play. As coaches, we'll plan, you know, plan A, plan B, plan C as you expect we would, but yeah, at the moment it's just too early to tell.
And Geelong's Sean Higgins has announced he'll retire after the final this weekend.